Welcome to Healing the World Through Music podcast. I'm Sherry Gross, bringing you conversations, experiences, and explorations on healing music and music for healing. You can find information on healing music events, tours, and trainings, as well as free gifts, music downloads, and all kinds of resources on music for healing at www.healingtheworldthroughmusic.com. Find yourself in a comfy spot and settle in because it's going to be an amazing episode. Thanks for listening. Our guest today is Don Estes. Don Estes currently serves as CEO and Director of InnerSense, Inc. and Sciometric Science, Inc. He is a certified medical technologist, laboratory director, and neuroscientist. Don has lectured worldwide on sensory science and vibrational medicine, appearing on CNN, NBC, ABC, Entertainment Tonight, Science Frontiers, The Discovery Channel, and Next Step, which won an Emmy Award in 1994. Don's work has been featured in Wired, Computer Design, Los Angeles Magazine, and in national and international media. Don Estes' book, Harmonic Law, The Science of Vibration, illustrated by a large wall chart entitled The Absolute Scale of Relative Cosmic Reality, is one of the most complete compendiums of scientific and philosophical knowledge assembled. I have seen Don personally explain the Harmonic Law chart to me, and it is absolutely amazing. Don is the inventor of Vibrasound sensory resonance technologies used by both professionals and non-professionals for music, sound therapy, relaxation, entertainment, and expanded states of mind. His theories include proprietary knowledge and patents in the fields of light, color, sound, music, and algorithmic automata. In addition to being a consultant to rejuvenation retreats, day spas, mind spas, medical professionals, and entertainment facilities worldwide, Don Estes designed, built, and operated three award-winning facilities, Inner Space, Mindwave, and the AHA Spa. Since 2001, his company, InnerSense, has partnered with Sciometrics in Glastonbury, England. Together, they have pioneered a new science of universal automata, which defies the physical and mental mechanisms behind the manifestation of intention. Now you know why I'm so interested in Don's work. They have also designed and constructed a world-class supercomputer that can render a model of any reality in a formal mathematical language. Their work is patent pending. Don currently lives the AHA experience on a daily basis with his wife and two children in the Santa Monica Mountains of Los Angeles. Welcome, Don Estes. Welcome to the call, Don Estes.
Thank you, Sherry.
Yes, you're welcome. You have an amazing mind, and you've done such fascinating work. I often refer to you as a Leonardo da Vinci of the modern world.
Well, thank you. That's sweet.
Yeah, and I am so excited to have you here on the call today. So let's get right into it.
Cool.
Yeah, if you could start out by telling us a little bit about what is vibrasound technology.
Okay. Well, I know that you were introduced to the vibrasound as our portable massage table, but vibrasound is really actually a whole suite of technologies in modular form that are combined into a multi-sensory feedback platform, basically, that allows a person to see, hear, and feel in every cell of their body a multimedia presentation of music, sound, video, or any other kind of vibrational signal. It can synchronize light and sound and color and aroma and tactile vibration with music and 3D video such that the senses are presented with a really coherent experience. We call that experience sensory resonance based on a research paper that I published back in 1990 by that same name. As far as its physical embodiment goes, it's a piece of furniture that a person can either sit down or lie down on. Very high quality stereo system, microphone, some healing music, sound frequency generators, and a sophisticated supercomputer allow an operator to create a personalized session that can synchronize all of these technologies together and presents to the person floating on a vibrasound platform. And that platform can be like a small pad, a reclining chair, a massage table, full-size bed, or basically any type of furniture construction that a person can sit or lie down on. Our flagship product, the Wave Table, is a hydrosonic bed that's filled with a fluid that can turn the body's fluid into a speaker such that it feels as though the vibration is originating inside the body, like an internal music massage that can be felt in all the cells, tissues, the organs, and the bone, even the bones of the body. So it can be felt through to every freaking cell of the body.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition to that vibrotactile stimulation, the user is simultaneously hearing the same information via a pair of sophisticated headphones and seeing it with either their eyes open or their eyes closed. When their eyes are open, they're observing their thoughts and expressions, usually via a state-of-the-art quantum biofeedback system that we call the cortical, or else watching some sort of non-violent, non-combative, non-competitive form of virtual reality, like flying through space, swimming with dolphins, drifting through landscapes. And then, of course, all this is modular. Some systems are just massage tables with the sound and the light and the vibration. Other systems are more sophisticated with virtual reality glasses or TV screens or something that the person might be watching. But the idea is that to get all of their sensory mechanisms involved into the experience.
Mm-hmm.
When the person closes their eyes, another device takes over called the sensorium, which is something that I know that you have and that you've been using for this past year. And it basically, once the person closes their eyes, it takes over and plays the frequencies of the sound onto the closed eyelids, which basically turns on the screen that we normally use for dreaming and allows the user to enter sort of a lucid dream kind of state that's sort of like being in a dream, but able to control and direct it like a movie. Have you interviewed people about lucid dreaming yet?
No.
On your show?
No, I haven't.
And this is a really unique state of mind that a lot of people have been researching and talking about lately. And usually it's a state that a person enters into when they're waking up. So you go to sleep and you get into a deep sleep. And when you're waking up and you come back through that theta zone, a lot of people will go into this lucid dream state. It's sort of halfway awake and halfway asleep, but it puts you in a situation so when you're kind of in a dream state, but you're more or less in control of the dream. So if you were flying over a landscape, you could decide, I want to fly over this way or fly over that way. And the vibrasound experience is even better than that in some ways and simpler to get into that state because it allows the person to approach that state from the waking side. So instead of going to sleep and then going through it when you wake back up, Vibrasound allows you to gently lower yourself into that state so you don't pass through it and go to sleep. You just gently lower yourself right into that lucid dreaming state. Within that state, all kinds of things can happen. People have epiphanies, ahas, realizations of how reality is much bigger than they thought it was. So these states of, these internal states of lucid dreaming and being focused inside instead of outside are very, very powerful.
Yeah. I didn't really realize about the lucid dreaming aspect to the experience, but I can, yes, I've experienced that. I didn't know what it was, I guess.
Well, this is something that you can teach people that come back over and over. It's not always possible the first time for them to really get all of this because it's just like any other practice. And it takes a little bit of exercise and practice with it to learn how to do it. But the ultimate goal of this, of course, is to, it's kind of like riding a bicycle. Once you learn how to do it, you remember how to do it. Once you learn how to get to these states, you remember how to get there. You don't really need the technology after that. So the idea is not to really get the people hooked on technology. The idea is to teach them that they already have all this technology inside of themselves. Unfortunately, we were sort of born without an operator's manual, so we don't really have any good, clear instructions of how to make all that work. Once you learn how to go inside, you start realizing that everything that's good in life comes from the inside. Every invention, every idea, I can even show proof that the future itself comes from the inside. Babies come from the inside. Everything starts on the inside first and then unfolds outward into the world that we live in. And most of us, especially Westerners, most of us spend about 99.9% of our time in the external world and just being aware of what's going on around us in what we call outer space. Mm-hmm. But that's only half of reality. There's a whole other half inside.
Mm-hmm.
For years, people have referred to that in all kinds of ways. The religionists, the Christians and Jews and Muslims all see the other side. They call it paradise or nirvana, or they have their different names for the other side and where you go when you die. The scientists are even now kind of starting to realize that there is this other side, but they're a little bit still confused about it. Most of them will refer to it as a mirror universe. You may have heard that term before about the mirror universe. They know that there's dark matter as well as regular matter, and there's dark energy as well as regular energy. Then they know that there's this direct space that we live in, but on the other side there's this reciprocal space, and that's quite different than a mirror universe. A mirror universe is just like an opposite image of the thing, but a reciprocal universe is the missing part that makes everything one whole thing. In fact, a reciprocal of something is, if you add the reciprocal of something back to the thing, it makes the thing one.
Oh, yes.
And so what that means is that any real thing that's on this side in the time domain, direct space that we live in, and we see each other and we're all here together, anything that's real on this side that is not 100% its true self and complete within itself has a reciprocal self that's still on the other side.
So
the missing pieces that make a person whole in their true self are still hidden in potential on the other side.
Right.
But that's in the inner world, that's inside, that's not out there anywhere. You can't go out there and find it.
Huh.
You have to go inside and find those missing pieces and then let them unfold outward into the real world. And so that's really what we're really trying to do with a person is to get them into that deep, deep state. I mentioned that all this technology is modular, so different components of it can be combined together depending on who's using it and what they're really trying to accomplish with it and that sort of thing. So we have a lot of people that just have these in their homes or their spas, their businesses have them in their rec rooms, and a lot of therapists have them as well. So depending on the type of therapy, they have different combinations to these different modular technologies that help them achieve whatever it is that they're trying to accomplish within their own practice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So basically that's it. It's a multisensory feedback platform that allows a person to see and hear and feel, sometimes even smell, some type of presentation, some type of music therapy program or frequency sound therapy program or video that they're really interested in, or people even use it for studying. College kids use it for accelerated learning and being able to present all of your sensory mechanisms with some information so that you have more of a chance of remembering it. So, for example, like if I say my name to you, it's in one place in your brain. If you say it back to me, it's in two places. If you write it down, it's in three places. If you look at what you wrote down, it's in four places. The more places a piece of information is stored in the brain, the more likely it is that the brain's going to remember it. And so by presenting information to a person with a vibrasound, you're actually putting information into every single brain input that there is. There's even more Pacinian corpuscles in your body that pick up vibrotactile information than there are audio nerves that let you hear the same signal. A whole third of the brain stem is given over to processing vibrotactile information, but it just lays there dormant most of the time because we haven't really used that part of our brain since we were amoebas and had to feel ourselves around in the world.
Hmm.
In our world right now, we're mostly, in fact, if you drive down the street, everywhere you look, you see an audio-visual store, right?
Right.
Audio AV store, audio-visual store, but not many people talking about tactile.
No.
But a third of the brainstem processes that stuff, and what they're not realizing is that the vibrotactile sense is just as powerful, if not more powerful, than the other senses. So you remember back in the old days, it was really before you and I were born, but they had like silent movies.
Mm-hmm.
And how much difference it made when they added the sound into it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can add that much more of the experience into it by adding the vibrotactile component so that you feel it as well as hear it and you see it. And if you were to do this in your home, if you were to do like I've done in my room where I do entertainment and we watch movies and listen to our music and things like that, I have a chair in there. I think you saw my chair when you were here.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a chair in there that's hooked up to that, lets me feel everything that I'm watching. And once you do that for a while, you get so used to it that if you try to take it away, it feels really weird.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go to, when I go to a friend's house and I watch a movie at a friend's house, I'm like, whoa, this is really weak.
Yeah.
Something's missing. Something's really missing. Because there are so many of these Pacinian corpuscles and other little things scattered throughout your body that pick up those vibrations and take it to the brain. So one of the things that a lot of people in our industry are missing is that they call this sound therapy. And I'm sure that you do the same thing because this is something that we've sort of all been taught to do. We call this sound therapy. But it's a whole different mechanism. Sound enters the brain through a whole different mechanism than vibrotactile information.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not really even sound therapy. It's sound therapy plus visual and tactile therapy at the same time.
Yeah.
And this basically gets us back to that concept that I mentioned earlier called sensory resonance, which is a state of mind that the person goes into when all of the senses are receiving the same kind of information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To me, it's kind of like, I talk a lot in terms of Star Trek, and I sort of see how the human body is more or less the same thing as that Starship Enterprise that was moving around through space, and all of the characters in that series, I can actually identify as people or parts of myself, and Captain Kirk actually has the position of what we call the reticular activating system in the human body. There's a small little bundle of nerves at the base of the brain that functions as a relay station for all the sensory input that comes in. It routes it to the appropriate brain mechanism based on its programming. And it kind of came along in evolution as a very vital part of evolution, because in the old days you had to look both ways when you stepped out of your cave. You couldn't just walk out the cave door. It's kind of getting like that again, to be honest with you. But this part of the brain actually is paying attention to safety and security issues, and also to novelty issues. Anything that doesn't add up and make sense, it wants to figure out why it's not making sense. But this is the job of Captain Kirk on the Starship Enterprise, to make sure that there's no threat, and that anything, that any scientific thing that needs to be figured out, that that gets made a priority.
Mm.
Where does everybody want to go when the captain's off of the ship, or the captain's on vacation, or things are going so smoothly that the captain's not making them do a whole bunch of work? Where does everybody want to go? They want to go to the holodeck, because you remember the holodeck?
I don't. I'm not like the Trekkie kind, but I know want to go on holiday.
There was a room that they could go into. It had a supercomputer-controlled room that they could go into, and they could actually create any kind of environment. They could be anywhere in the universe, and this virtual reality device would create that environment for them. So they could be out on a ship in the 1800s. They could be any time or any space. And that's basically what's going on with us. We have a holodeck inside of ourselves. The mind is a virtual reality machine that's not really limited to time and space like our body is. Our body's limited to time and space. We can't be in two places at the same time. But our mind is not thus limited. And within our mind, we can be anywhere, at any time, any place, doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've learned from this, one of the things, me personally, that I've gotten out of this is that I used to spend just about every weekend going skiing. I love skiing, but it's very expensive, takes a lot of time, and you got to go to some exotic place, and all those things that get involved in all of that. But since I've learned to do it on the Vibrasound, I don't even really need the Vibrasound anymore. I can just sit down in a chair and close my eyes, and I can be there.
Hmm.
And it's just as real as being there.
Hmm.
And so what vibrant sound basically does for a person, it teaches them how powerful their mind really is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not really to get them hooked on any kind of technology. It's really to teach them that they were already born with the greatest technology that could ever exist. But they just don't have an operating manual for it. And so our suite of technologies help people develop their own operating manual so that when I push this button, this happens, and when I push that button, something else happens. And the brain itself is a holodeck of sorts. In fact, it's even a much better one that was imagined in that Star Trek series, because it in itself is what's creating our own reality.
Right.
And learning how to control that process is one of the main purposes of living.
Right. Wow.
And the unfortunate thing is that the RAS and these other mechanisms in the brain actually block access to the states of mind that are needed to achieve these higher levels of mind that lead to feelings of peace and well-being and connection to the circle of life and that everything's okay. In other words, faith in the universe that everything's all right and that you don't have to be worried about anything. There's a lot of things that block our access to that state of mind. And one of the things that we've realized it is all this sensory input that gets confused by the reticular activating system, and it throws it into a situation to where there's either a possibility of a threat or a possibility that something doesn't add up and make sense. But if you give the brain what it wants, if you give that part of the brain what it wants, and you put it in a safe environment, just like what you're doing with putting people on the Vibrasound in a safe little quiet room, and you're kind of guarding the room, so there's nobody going to rush in and bother them. So the safety issue is taken care of. And then we synchronize their senses by allowing them to see and hear and feel the same information. So it gives that part of the brain what it wants there. And so suddenly it just gets out of the way. And the second that it does, the brain immediately rises to those higher levels, those feelings of peace and well-being, and that everything is okay.
Mm-hmm.
Studying this sensory resonance, I call it, I basically learned that there's a pharmacy inside the brain that can produce the chemistry required to create any state of mind desired. And we are the pharmacist. We're not only the drugstore and the pharmacist that mix the combination of those neuropeptides, but we're also the doctor that writes the prescription for them.
Hmm.
However, most people don't realize that and won't do it. Instead, what they do is they allow someone else or some situation they're in to write the prescription. Once you learn that you actually can write the prescription, it's an amazing, life-changing, and incredibly life-coping tool to own, to be able to realize that you can't change things in the outside world, but you can change the chemistry in your brain.
Yeah.
And when you do that, what you realize is that that unfolds outward into the outside world, and it manifests in the outside. So we're all running around out here in the outside trying to make changes, but it doesn't work like that. You got to make the change inside, and then it just automatically just unfolds outside. So this is the main purpose of Vibrasound, is to turn the focus of attention back inward and allow a person a chance to experience themselves. Nobody does that anymore. Everybody experiences everything in their life. They experience their relationships, their jobs, the place they live, their children, the sports they're into, the entertainment they did, all that. They're experiencing everything that's around them in the world. But who takes the time to experience themselves?
Right.
Vibrasound basically gives a person this opportunity to experience themselves. And we've taken it to levels far beyond what we're talking about now. Basically, Vibrasound is the first step. It's the ability to put the person into the right state of mind where they're receptive to, I even want to say, I hope this doesn't offend anyone that's listening, but I want to say that it gives the person a chance to spiritually evolve. It makes them spiritually receptive to where they're open to higher forces and higher energies or higher states of mind or higher levels of reasoning and knowing.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically the bottom line of what Vibrasound is.
Mm-hmm.
And really what it's doing to, what we hope that it's doing to help people.
Wow. That's fascinating, Don. Is, you know, of course I have a Vibrasound table that I own and I use, and I offer sessions to people on it, and I've been using it for a few years, more regularly lately, recently. I'm just wondering how many times of using it, or all of this doesn't come about overnight or in one use. How many times would someone usually have to use it, or for how long to start to experience some of these shifts that you're talking about? Or does it happen right away, like on the first time?
Well, a lot depends on the person. A lot depends on whether they're externally focused or internally focused. And most people are externally focused. So it takes them some time to switch that around, to let go and stop analyzing it. Like, for example, a scientist will get on there, and all of a sudden their brain will kick in and say, wow, how's this working? This is amazing. And they'll be laying there trying to figure out how it all is working. Whereas what we're really trying to do is get them out of that analytical state of mind. In fact, I could go as far as to say this. I could say that in any given moment, consciousness can only be doing one of two things. It can either be experiencing what's going on or analyzing what's going on.
Wow, I like that.
And we spend most of our time analyzing what's going on. Because if you go to the experience side of the equation, experience can only be had two ways. It can either be pleasure or pain. In our society, since pleasure has kind of had to go underground, or it's become kind of taboo or whatever, or it gets misunderstood and gets put into that category where it's taboo or negative or not appropriate, then if you go to the experience side and the only thing left over there is pain, because the pleasure's not there, why go there? So everybody just stays over here on the analyze side. What Vibrasound is attempting to do is to show them that there is pleasure in life, and it doesn't all have to be sordid kinds of pleasure, because that's the key word there, is that there's a difference between healthy pleasure and unhealthy pleasure. There's sordid types of pleasures of cheating on your mate and all kinds of things like that, and drugs and alcohol and all those things that are unhealthy pleasures. But there's also many healthy pleasures, sitting in a hot tub with goosebumps all over your body, enjoying some beautiful music, taking a walk in nature. I could go on and list all kind of healthy pleasures that are out there, but people are missing them because they don't ever go to the experience side of the equation.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're really trying to do is we're trying to get them to switch that so that they learn that at least half of their life needs to be spent experiencing reality. Because what happens if you don't, you wake up when you're 80 years old and you wonder where your life went. Because the strange thing is you don't remember analyzing anything. The only thing you remember is your experience.
Mm-hmm.
And when you don't experience, you wind up just analyzing things all the time. You don't have any life memory. You wake up when you're 80 years old and you wonder what happened and where your life went. So it's very important to learn how to experience reality as well as analyze it. Basically, that changed my life when I learned how to do that, because I have a very scientific kind of mind that wants to analyze and investigate everything.
That's right, you do.
But I also learned back in the 60s, I don't know if you're familiar with this, I'm sure you must be, but you know, they used to say that we did a lot of experimentation with our brain chemistry back in the 60s.
Mm.
And what we learned from that was there's an experiential side to life.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have to be just all analyzed. Now we're starting to realize that all of these things are important. It's important to be able to analyze reality, but it's also important to be able to experience it.
Yeah.
Provide a person with different ways that they can experience who they really are.
Yeah. Definitely, and the Vibrasound technology is an amazing way to experience, like you said, with every cell of your body. You're seeing, feeling, mostly feeling and then hearing, but absorbing and getting that experience.
Exactly.
That's so fascinating. I could talk to you for hours, Don. I can't believe that this is already coming towards the end of our call. That's a great introduction to the Vibrasound technology, and I'm sure that we'll talk again about other aspects of that, but it's a really nice explanation of what the technology is and what people can anticipate to experience from it and what some of the benefits are, but I'm sure there's a lot more beyond that we haven't
exactly.
even touched
We've
on.
We've only just scratched the surface here. We've just really begun to talk about how a person can experience themselves. We actually have even new technology that you haven't even seen yet that allows a person's brain to control all of this. And so you can actually hear your own music. Imagine that instead of listening to some music that somebody else has played. Imagine listening to the music that your own brain's making.
That gives me the chills thinking about it. It sounds amazing.
Imagine someone laying on your Vibrasound there listening to their own brain.
Yeah.
And experiencing themselves like that. And then once you know, it's so shocking at first that you don't realize that you're controlling it.
Mm.
But people are learning how to play music with their brain.
Wow, that's so cool.
Learning about yourself in and experiencing yourself like that gets a person more focused inwardly. I'm pretty sure that that's the key element to saving the world right now, because when the majority of the youth is more focused on the outside than they are on the inside, then we're in trouble of a collapse of society. Very important now for us to get everybody focused back inwardly.
That's right.
Get them out of there. Everybody's got their phone up in their face.
Yes.
They don't realize that that phone came out of somebody's brain.
Right.
The whole mechanism that they're looking at came out of somebody's brain.
Yeah.
There's more power inside their brain than there is inside their phone.
Right. Gotta get them to use
it. But we're so focused on all this external stuff, it's hard for us to realize that we created those things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I definitely have to have you back on the call, Don, and I'm sure we got some listeners hooked on this. It's so interesting, and I have a zillion more questions for you. And
also, we could share some funny stories about things that have happened on the Vibe or someone.
Okay, that sounds great. Well, I will definitely take you up on that and invite you back, and we'll get it continued.
Well, thank you so much for the opportunity to speak to your listeners.
Well, thank you, Don.
And if they do have any questions and want to know more about it, they can always go to the website at theportacle.com, P-O-R-T-A-C-L-E.com, theportacle.com.
Mm-hmm.
And they can read all about all of these technologies that we've been talking about here.
Okay. Yes, definitely. And I will post the links below the interview on all of the pages where we have this.
Perfect. Yeah. So thank you again very much.
Oh, thank you. And I will be in touch again soon.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Don.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye for now. Isn't that amazing? Thank you so much for joining us today and listening to this episode of Healing the World Through Music. Do check our website for your free tools on healing music and music for healing, including your own healing music blueprint, which is a new exciting offering that you'll find at www.healingtheworldthroughmusic.com. Thank you.